talk. The following radio drama is about displacement. This can happen to any one of us. Human trafficking. It is at Mzee Bakari's home and Kadogo comes to visit her friend Pendo.
Pendo.
Yes, Dad.
Please go and open the door.
Seeing that it is her friend Kadogo, Pendo walks her out to the compound to have a chat.
Hello, my friend Kadogo. How is your grandma?
She's fine. How is your father feeling?
His health deteriorates as days go by.
Sorry for that, my friend. I hope all will be well.
Life has been difficult for us these days, and it's forcing me to look for employment so as to be able to meet all my family's needs, more so my father's medication.
Pendo seems lost in deep thoughts.
Pendo, what are you thinking about?
There is someone who promised me a job in the city and also said that he will help me continue with my studies, and I'm still debating about it.
Why debate? And have you informed your family about it?
No, no one has any idea of my plans of going to the city.
Do you think it's a good idea? I do not see it as a solution.
I have no other choice. The situation at home is forcing me to do this.
But you don't have to.
I will think about it.
I need to go home. It's getting late.
Okay. Goodbye, Kadogo. We will meet some other time, God willing. And please, keep all that we have shared a secret.
It's okay. I will. Goodbye.
Bye.
Pendo returns home after escorting Kadogo outside the compound. She thinks that Kadogo does not understand her situation. Days have gone by and Kadogo has not seen her friend for a couple of days, and so she decides to go to her home. On the way, she meets Pendo's brother, Bahati.
Bahati? Bahati?
Yes, Kadogo.
Is Pendo at home?
No. For some days we haven't seen or heard from her. We have searched for her, but all is in vain.
And have you reported the matter to the police?
Not yet, but it seems to be a good idea.
Let us go to the police station and report. Maybe they can help us trace Pendo's whereabouts.
Kadogo and Bahati walk to the police station to report about missing Pendo. After recording a statement, they return home with hopes that they will find her soon. 2 weeks have passed since Pendo arrived in the city. Her hopes of going to school are wearing out day by day as Mr. Mauti, her host, seems not concerned anymore. Her place is becoming well-defined day by day. She is a house help. Mr. Mauti's wife makes it very clear as the kids go to school, she is reminded that she has to work to fend for herself.
But Mauti, you promised.
Promised you what? Little maggot. Never address me as Mauti. Address me as his lordship, savior of my life.
But
what? But what? Huh? But what? Follow my instructions. Come here. You think that I'll play with you?
No!
The commotion goes on and Pendo gets beaten. She cries on top of her voice.
Give her more slaps for me, hmm? And you, little girl, stop making noise. This house is not a marketplace.
Come here. You think that I will play with you? Eh? Now you stand here and address me respectfully.
His lordship.
Yeah.
And my savior, Mauti. I wish to find out about my salary.
Salary? You eat here, sleep here, watch TV, and get all your needs here. And you have grown fat. That is our good work. And salary for you. You cannot afford to talk about the money. Come, you think that I'll play with you? Eh? No, my God. Eh? You think your mother is here? Yeah. I feed you, and you still have the audacity to ask for money. Idiot!
Pendo wails, and it seems all this will not end soon. Pendo sits down nursing her wounds. Her life has been a nightmare. It is not what she hoped for. She has to find a way out, otherwise Mr. Mauti will kill her one of these fine days. He beats her even more often these days. She plans an escape. It's at Vurumai village. Pendo sits at the bus stop with tears flowing down her cheeks. She seems confused and in pain. Beside her, there's a passenger who seems to be drawn by Pendo's tears. He approaches her.
How are you, young guy? Are you okay? Where do you come from?
I'm Pendo, from a village known as Makwetu.
And what brings you here?
I met a man at our village who promised to secure me a job since he saw the situation at home where my father has been ailing. I came to the city only to be reduced to a house help.
Oh, take it easy, huh? Take it easy.
He has become so abusive. And he beats me often for no reason at all.
I'm very sorry for what happened. But how can I help you?
I just want to go home. But I don't have any money for transport.
Don't worry. I will cater for your transport back home.
The passenger walks Pendo to the Makwetu bus, pays the conductor, and the bus takes off. Patricia and Kadogo are in the market. A bus from the city stops a few meters away from them. They are shocked to see Pendo alighting from the bus. They run towards Pendo and embrace her.
Where have you been? Are you okay? Welcome.
We have been so worried about you, my friend.
I'm so sorry for the hurt. How is my father? Is my brother back? How is everyone?
Calm down. Let us go home. You need to rest, then afterwards you will tell us what happened to you.
The following morning, Patricia, Kadogo and Pendo report to the police station about Pendo's return and afterwards visit Heart Kenya office to seek help for Pendo for the abuse she incurred in the hands of Mr. Mauti. Human trafficking is the modern-day slavery. Traffickers use force, fraud, or coercion to lure their victims and force them into labor or commercial sexual exploitation. There are different types of human trafficking: sex trafficking, forced labor, and debt bondage. Forced labor, also known as involuntary servitude, is the biggest sector of trafficking in the world, according to the reports.
Real Talk, This Can Happen to Any One of Us, is a series of radio drama based on an initial story edited by Kituo cha Sheria. The present episodes have been produced by Ruben FM in cooperation with Special Initiative Refugees of the Civil Peace Service of the German Corporation and the Kenya Community Media Network, KCOMNET. The production administrator is Sheila Ngatia. Recordings of the dialogues have been done by the following theatre groups: South Africa Theatre Group, Copstar Theatre Group, Nawiri Theatre Group, and Mukhud Theatre Group. Narrators are Caroline Wambere and Thomas Odhiambo. It is produced and directed by Joseph Oluoch for Ruben FM. To give feedback on this program, please reach us on 0724-657934. Reach us on 0724-657934. Thank you so much.